Alright, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, swingers and shakers, I think that's what the term was. Anyway, I hope your bodies are prepared for the first ever Creamcast. Insert clapping noises here. I might. Actually, I've been thinking maybe I'll go back and insert sound effects, so if there's like me just making derpy noises back there while I say something, and then I'm gonna say this and it's like, hey, I've already inserted sound effects. Why are you talking about inserting sound effects now? Anyway, okay, so let's actually get to the podcast thing. So, the one and only, really, section on here is going to be awesome weekly things, where I have, like, several categories, I guess. I don't know, divisions. What am I saying? Okay, so, it's a band, a game, something related to art, and in parentheses, book, comics, anime, manga, Photoshop, resources, random art talk, etc. Something cool in the news, and then maybe a small random singy thing at the end. Who knows what will happen? Wait, why am I reading the rest of this? Anyway, so, tonight, let's start this off with the band section. Lately, I've been obsessed with, like, well, not exactly obsessed, but really into this band called Steam Powered Giraffe. They're pretty underground, you've probably never heard of them. Anyway, they're like this comedy vaudeville troupe who are steampunk robots, and they also make music. It consists of, let me see, who is it again? The John, who is like this malfunctioning robot who runs off of Crystal Pepsi. The Spine, whose spine is made out of titanium alloys. Rabbit, who is my favorite, and, is there really a special description of him? Who even knows? And then there's the girl, Upgrade, who hasn't had an upgrade since 1996, who wants to play Pogs. Anyway, yeah, I've been watching too many videos. You should look them up, they're good. I guess I'll put in a song here. It will probably be Brass Goggles, because it's my favorite, so listen to that.
Come with me, I'll show you how to be a metal man. When the gears are turning and the fires are burning. When the world ticks around, your voice is talking all the time. And you live for sleep, you never slept, because you cannot sleep. O'Connor Walter was shocked when he learned from the Nile. Copper African elephants are turning hostile. So we built these wonderful automaton balls. And a very big steam-powered giraffe with smoke. Now the war is past and no.
Wasn't that lovely? Or perhaps it was lovely because it was edited in, so I didn't actually get to listen to that. Boo-hoo. So, now we have video games. If you haven't heard of it, my favorite game ever in the universe out of every single thing is actually a portable game called The World Ends With You, or TWUI for short. I would just call that because I'm a derp. So, TWUI, you're like this antisocial dude named, well, you don't give your name away at first, so I'm not going to spoil it, I guess. Is it even spoilers? Anyway, in Japan's, and, like, you're all like, everybody is dumb, go away, and then you wake up in the street, and nobody can see you, and everyone's just, like, walking through, and you're all like, what's going on? And then, oh no, I think somebody's trying to come and talk to me. This is an intermission. I guess they're not. Okay, so then you go to the statue, and then you're all like, oh, Jesus, demon frogs, and also you have a pin, I forgot to mention that, and then there's, like, this lady's all like, quick, form a pact with me, and you're all like, what the hell is going on? I don't even like people. And then you fight these frogs, and you have to battle on the bottom screen, and on the upper screen, and it has to do with music, and it has to do with dead people, and it has to do with, like, rap, maybe. It has really good music, though. You should play it. It's amazing. Anyway. Whoops. And arty things. Slash geeky things, I guess. Why not? So tonight, I'm gonna talk about Bakano. Bakano is an amazing anime. I haven't actually read the manga because I could only find 3 volumes online. So, like, there's... Oh, why am I on Tumblr while I'm podcasting? That's not a good idea.
Derp levels are dangerously
accurate. Okay, so there's, like, 10,000 main characters. Everyone was actually introduced in the opening sequence, pretty much. But it starts out with these guys who are all like, "Who? How do we tell the story? Where does it begin?" And then it just jumps around a lot. And then from the second episode, like, if you're confused by the first episode, the second episode kind of gets clearer, I guess. Anyway, with the more episodes you watch, the more it makes sense, which is pretty much true for all series, but this one, it's, like, more important? Who knows? Anyway, so it's like alchemy, immortal gangsters, mafia men, who are on a train. Yes. I don't know. Also, wait, no. Oh, never mind. I forgot what it was about. Oh, yeah. Homunculi are there, too. Aw, this is a cute picture of Totoro. Stop tumbling. Okay, was that really it? This is kind of lame. I thought it'd be cooler than this. So, I guess we have the ending part. Jesus, is somebody coming for me? Is the horse coming to take me away? This is terrifying. My door just keeps shaking, and it's like, how is there wind? Oh no! What do you want from me? What?
During this part, Creamsicle's dad came into her room and told her to go, see
I'm busy recording
the
things.
Movie with her tomorrow. I think it was something like that.
Sure.
I don't remember, actually. So that's probably gonna get me in trouble
that
tomorrow.
Sounds
have some random nyan voice. Nyan, nyan, nyan. Wait, no.
That was my dad. So anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, last section. Singy thing. Jesus, I don't even have a song prepared. So I guess I'll just do Rolling Girl? That's a pretty good one. That's... yeah. Okay. What are the lyrics again? This is off the top of my head. Rolling girl is always in a dream that never will be coming true. So much noise inside her little head. She scratches it all around. She scratches it all around. Pew pew da 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 da. No problems, the words came out so light, but in return they're gone to the air. It's a mistake, it was a mistake, it's a matter of finding the other one out in the end. She rules again, yeah. One more time, one more time, each day I will be rolling one more time. So she says, as she puts the meaning of it to her spoken words. I hate that part, it's like, as she puts the meaning of it to her spoken words. I mean, I can't think of a better translation, but seriously? That's like some mother... Oh wait, no. No swearing. No swearing on these podcasts. Cream, you're a terrible person with a bad mouth. Stop swearing in front of children. Well, it's not like I would actually do that. Because I'm a good person. Actually, I'm terrible. But I don't know. What am I saying? What am I talking about? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Welcome to my podcast. I have no idea what's going on. So yeah. Oh yeah, for the ending part, I guess I'll take requests. This is my derpy voice. I only talk like this when I'm being a nerd. Which is pretty much all the time, but I don't really actually talk like that. Mostly I talk like this. Listen to how smooth and fancy my voice is. Ooh. What is the point of this podcast? So, I don't know how to end this thing. I know, let's end it with an ending from another thing. Here we go. Mainichi hitotsu mame jishiki rai rai rai. And then there's that creepy little giggle. Mamishiba. I don't even know. I like that thing. What the hell was it? Wait, did I just... You didn't hear that. It's saying hell's okay, right? Anyway, so good night, everybody, I guess, if it's nighttime or if it's daytime, because I guess you could listen to this at another time. This is a terrible podcast. Give me suggestions on how to improve. Give me things to do at the end. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Okay, bye! Breaking news! It turns out that Creamsicle was actually supposed to sue... What? I can't even... Supposed to sue? What does that even mean? Was supposed to say something about news, like, in the section, but she totally forgot about that. Maybe it's because news isn't actually that cool, I guess. So I guess we're not actually doing a news section. Anyway, that has been your breaking news with channel 2498, which you have to buy by yourself. And you don't even have a preview of it, so why did you buy this channel? Why are you watching this? You have too many channels, or you just have too much time. Your existence is pointless. Have a nice night.